مش بار سبونسرد باي زاب ولا جوين كرومل وش كلمه افرم بن باشا ومش زاب بن رفا وغيره اللهم صل على الخادم المدير الرفوع شايف زعمهم. The name of this year was Is Minion a Good Thing or Not? Now, you all probably thought if you saw that advertisement, is it referring to a regular minion?
No.
Because it's not just a good thing. If you don't call minion, it's a bad thing. And how do I know it? The Gemara brings it in Bracha Staff, Ches, that somebody doesn't go to a minion in a city is called a Chaver Ra, a Shachin Ra, bad neighbor. So that's not what we're talking about over here. We're going to go ahead and start with the question that was asked. This question was brought to Rabbi Wozner. What is the halachic dinim of a census in Israel? Counting the Jews in Israel.
Wait, what's the topic? What's the name here?
A census, counting Jews. This is what was written to Rabbi Wozner. And Rabbi Wozner wrote back three tshuvas regarding this. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Wozner did it just, wasn't the one. It preceded him by Rishonim, namely the Revelator Mimitz. If you ever see Reish Aleph Mem regarding a Pirush HaChumash, know it's Revelator Mimitz. And if the Chassam Sofer had a tshuva regarding it, and Rav Moshe also had a tshuva on it, the Tzitzel Eliezer had a tshuva on it, Chacham Avadia had a tshuva on it. Obviously, everybody wants to talk about it. So, where the Shaila start? Where the Shaila come in? So, it starts like this. Let's see. Vayedam Rashem Moshalema. Kisis, that's right, B'nai Yisrael of Kudehem. When you count the Bnei Yisrael of Kudehem, page one, we have Benasu Ish Kaifer Nafshe. Each person has to give a Kaifer. What does it mean, a Kaifer? What are they, a Kaifer Nafshe? A redemption for his Nefesh. And if you give a redemption for your soul, when you're counting them, the Pasuk ends off. They're not going to be a Negev. What is this counting? So Rashi explains, Rashi says that if you do count them, you will be a negev, because when you count his ayin hara, Zakarashi lo yebem negev sha minyan shalo by ayin hara. A minyan creates ayin hara. How do we know that minyan creates that? Did it ever happen in history that anybody counted Jews and he was ayin hara? Rashi brings down yes. Rashi says clearly, v'adavar ba'alem k'moshe matinu b'mei David. We find in the times of David that there was a problem. David HaMelech counted. Now, the story that's brought down with David HaMelech counting is brought down in two places. It's brought down in Shmuel and it's brought down in Divrei HaYamim. It's brought down in Shmuel and it's brought down in Divrei HaYamim. We have brought down over here Shmuel. We didn't bring down over here Divrei HaYamim. Divrei HaYamim, it's even clearer how David HaMelech wanted to count, but in general, Yoav ben Tzruya did not want to count. He said, David HaMelech, don't do this. And David HaMelech didn't listen anyway. And then afterward, David HaMelech realized that he made a mistake. So over here, we see that when you count, you have to count with a kaifer. Otherwise, he's going to be a neged. If you stamzai count the Jews regularly, it's a problem. Why? Because counting makes ayin hara. Now, to explain this, the Ramban is in two places, in Parshas Kisisa and in Parshas Bamidbar. Because in Bamidbar, Klal Yisrael was counted again. In Parshas Kisisa, the Ramban says, and we have it written down over here, it's not explained, is this one-time thing, or it's a continuous, a mitzvah for generations. David HaMelech made a mistake. And counted them without shkolim. So the Ramban explains, David HaMelech counted the Jews, and it was a huge makefo. We're going to see in the Gemara what the plague was, and what the psukim say what the plague was. David HaMelech made a mistake. According to the way the Ramban understands, he did it without any shkolim. Why? What was the mistake? He just counted the Jews. You can't just count Jews without a medium to count them with. And he was a negev his father. I made a big mistake. David HaMelech acknowledged he made a mistake. The way it's Ramban is explaining that David made a mistake because he thought that was a one-time thing that you shouldn't count Klal Yisrael straight. But that was a one-time thing. That's the Ramban in Parshas Kisisa, in our Parsha. However, the Ramban himself, again, the question is, David HaMelech counted the Jews. Why did he count them? He counted them without anything. He counted them without a kofar. He counted them without a shekel. And it made a problem. It made a big magefa. It was a problem. He did something wrong. Why did David HaMelech make that mistake? The way the Ramban explains, well, it doesn't say over here that it's an everlasting generational requirement that when you count Klal Yisrael, you have to do it with something. Therefore, David HaMelech made this mistake. Again? We're going to see the Gemara and Yuma is going to bring that, something like that. We'll see. Comes along the Ramban in Parshas Bamidbar. Parshas Bamidbar, the Pasuk brings down, the second Pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Moshe Rabbeinu, Pasuk Beis, what's Reish called off B'nei Yisrael? B'mizbar Shem is called Echol Hugo Eso. Says the Ramban. Pirush Ramban, this is the Ramban in Bamidbar. First he explains what does Tifkadu Eso mean? Tifkadu means remembering something. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers Sarah, Hashem Pakad as Sarah. So he says that Tifkadu Oysam, says the Ramban, if you take in the first paragraph of the Ramban by the on the line, he says Tifkadu Oysam Lermais Shalayis Brim Rakshi Nu Kaifer Navsha Machta Shekel, Vahem Yashkiach Vyedam is Param. Don't, the Lashna Pikadain is a remez, don't count them regular. Also, you have to give a kaifer, you have to give something. Can't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 200, 300, 600,000. You have to give a kaifer. This is even in Parshas Bamidbar, even though it doesn't say in Parshas Bamidbar to give anything to count. It just says count them. Now, Ramban asks his question, how David HaMelech made this mistake. He asked this question very clearly in this second paragraph. And said the Ramban that it's difficult for him to understand that David would like overlook a pasuk in the Torah. How could David HaMelech overlook a pasuk in the Torah? And if he did overlook a pasuk in the Torah, his general would Yayav ben Tzruya, who told David HaMelech not to do it, and David HaMelech pressed him to do it. Why didn't Yayav just take shkolim? Frek the Ramban from Ulay Ta'a David Lomalei Asa Yayav shkolim. We're speaking out whatever we have underlined, and the rest we're reading, and whatever we have underlined, the rest we're going to speak out. So says the Ramban, the pshat was that David HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael shaloi letzoreich, meaning without a pshat. He wanted to make himself happy that he had a large nation. He counted them without reason. He wasn't going out to war. It was Rak L'Sameach Liboy Shemoch Al Amrav. He wanted to make himself happy. Meaning to say, even if he did give a kofar, even if he did give a take a shekel from each person, that's a problem. So again, let's start over. You have the pasuk in the Torah that says you cannot count Klal Yisrael straight out. We have to bang that in our heads. That's what the pasuk says. In order to do it, you have to take some type of medium as an atonement, money, a shekel. David HaMelech did not do that. The Ramban in Parshas Kisisa says that David HaMelech thought it was just a one-time mitzvah. And over here, in Parshas Bamidbar, when they were counted a second time, the Ramban says it was because David HaMelech counted them without a reason, just to make himself happy. How many do we have? How many do we have? David HaMelech wasn't allowed to do that. And the Ramban brings a medrash to support this idea. The Medrash is in the Midbar, And this is in the second column. The Ramban says that it was Shalai. The Medrash says that Rabbi Eliezer says in the name of Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra that Klal Yisrael counted Shalai L'Tzairach. That was one shot. Now, according to this Ramban, you cannot count Jews. You cannot count Jews Shalai L'Tzairach without a purpose, even if you would give a shekel. Even if you would give a shekel, that's what it seems like according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, you can't do that. Says the Ramban, I want to give you another pshat, a totally different pshat, what David HaMelech's problem was. Says the Ramban, you know what the pshat, what the problem was? That David HaMelech counted the Jews from 13. What did the pasuk say that the reason, how you're not going to get a you're not going to get a negev? Well, counting. Well, what was the amount of counting by Kisisa? Miben Esra Shana for 20 years. Oh, 20 years old. Says Ramban, David HaMelech counted them from when they were 13. You can't count like that. This that he's not going to be a negev is only when you count from the age of 20. Says the Ramban, the Yitachinosh and the Farish. This is in the second column, second paragraph. Says the Ramban, from 13. And that's a problem because Ki Akosov, again, we're reading only the underline. Ki Akosov Lehersha Limnais Rakmi Ben Esrim Shanavamal. The Torah only allowed it from 20 years old, Mishkola. Oh. When they says that Ainanim Furish because of Taboy, the mistake that David HaMelech made was that he counted from age 13. And you know why he made that mistake? Because the pasuk doesn't say it clearly straight out that you have to count from 20. Like it does say Miben Esrim Shana V'mala, but it doesn't say you're not allowed to count less. So that's what of the over here, David HaMelech is counting the whole Klal Yisrael. And the Ramban has an interesting shot in the Psukim and Navi, and he explains what how to read the Psukim. The words of the Psukim are in Perach of Zayin, Pasuk of Gimel, and Pasuk of Dalet. It says this is in Divrei Yomim, and this is in the last this is the last column on the top, that the Pasuk says that David didn't count their numbers, Mi Ben Esrim Shana Ulamata, under than 20. Ki Amar Hashem Lahar B'tzad Yisrael K'chad V'yashmayim. So over here, David HaMelech did not count them from 20 years old and under, because Hashem said to increase Klal Yisrael from Kekoch V'Yashmayim, but Yoyah ben Tzruya did start counting them. And the Ramban explained that Yoyah was the general, Yoyah was counting them under 20, and that it was his problem. The David HaMelech himself knew he shouldn't do it. He's adding on, says the Ramban, that it was Yoyah's fault, that Yoyah was counting from underneath 20 years old, under 20, which means from 13 and up. Unbelievable. That means the Ramban is saying two pshat. Now, both of these pshatim, according to the Ramban, are Not the Pashim Shah, because in the Pashim Shah, David HaMelech just counted them. I don't know. He counted them. He counted them for whatever reason, and it was still a problem. According to the way the Ramban is saying over here, seemingly, according to the first shot, what was the reason, what was the problem? The problem was that he counted them Shaloi Litzairach, without a purpose. And that's even with a shekel, it won't help you. Doesn't say that straight in the Torah, that you can't count them without a purpose. And in the second shot, it's not because it was without a purpose, it's because he counted them 13. Both vindicate David a little bit. But then the Ramban ends off, because the pasuk doesn't say that it has to be lit sayrach, you have to count for a purpose. The pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says you have to count it with a certain way, but according to this, you could count it with a shekel, but if you're not counting them for a purpose, it's not going to be good. Yeah, he made a mistake by how egregious was his mistake is the question. We know David HaMelech made a mistake, but how big was his mistake? That's a second shot according to the Ramban. The third shot, he brings down in the last column of the Ramban, the last paragraph, he brings in the Megdrash Agada that it was a real counting. Tohulam, said the Ramban. Everybody made a mistake. What does that mean? It seems like, according to the Ramban, in the last shot, there was an actual mistake on David HaMelech. Actual mistake? That David HaMelech counted them straight. And that was a problem. It wasn't that David HaMelech counted them, but he did something a little bit wrong. It was a clear mistake that he did. That's the way the Ramban says in the last shot. Okay, so far we have Ramban giving explanations of what the problem, how could David HaMelech count when Klal Yisrael couldn't count? Now we have always the question of what are you allowed to count, what are you not, when are you allowed to count Klal Yisrael, when are you not allowed to, are the teacher in a class not allowed to count the class? I mean, you want to count how many boys are there? I mean, it seems like such a dumb question, right? But we'll see, it's not going to be so simple. So, yeah, it's true. Many people go Yeshiyas Simecha because the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Now, how did David HaMelech come to make such a mistake? So on page 2, we have the Gemara Brachos, Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. Samach Beis Amid Beis. We're getting up to there soon after Tapstick. We're there. Soon, I think Purim will be there with Hashem. Either we'll be there or we'll be there in spirit, literally and figuratively. So it says, "Im Hashem hisischa biyarach mincha." So basically, David HaMelech was telling Shaul HaMelech who wanted to kill him. So Hashem caused you to go ahead and turn against me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't like that. You don't say that Hashem caused somebody. Although we know that Shaul HaMelech had this bad spirit that got in him. So Amar of Eladar, Amli HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David, Hashem said to David, Mases Karli, you're causing me like a person who turns against. I'm going to make you a mistake on something that even kids know. And what's the mistake? The Pasuk says, it says in the Pasuk when you count B'nai Yisrael, and what did David HaMelech do? The Pasuk, the Gemara says, the fourth line over here, David HaMelech got this thing in his head to go ahead and count Klal Yisrael. Since he counted them, he didn't take any kaifer. So it seems in this pasuk, in this Gemara, that the way the Ramban says at the end, that David HaMelech didn't take any kaifer. He didn't take any, not like the first two pshatim. The Ramban in the first two pshatim is not going like the Gemara. And then there was this big plague. This big plague, many, many people died. Okay. Now we have another Gemara. Where else do we find the thing of not counting? So the Gemara in the Yuma, which we learned in Iraisa, when you count a Gayan, I'm sure all of you remember, or at least some of you remember, yeah, when it comes to the Gayanim, and there, everybody wants to get into the raffle. So what happened? What happened? Everybody puts out the finger, the thumb, the finger. You know what the Gemara says on that? It says the Gemara on the Yuma Daf Chabez and Beit, three lines from the top. Tana Hotziu es Baisechem Minyan. Correct the Gemara. Wait, your fingers? Why can't you count the people themselves? You want to make a raffle. However, the raffle is count the heads. Correct the Gemara. V'nimnu ninu l'didayu. Count them themselves. Says the Gemara, you can't. Why? Because Rav Yitzchak says, "Usher limnei says Yisrael afilu dvar mitzvah." You're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael even for a mitzvah. How do we know you're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael even for a mitzvah? You can't call Yisrael even for a mitzvah, like we find Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael, and it says that he counted Klal Yisrael in two different ways. In two different ways. One way he counted them bebezek, which we're going to say is like a piece of pottery. Everybody gave a piece of pottery. Or he counted them with sheep. Now, Shaul HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael through a medium. So you cannot count the Kehanim when you're making a raffle, which coin should get the Avaida. You can't count their heads. What do you need to do? You can count their fingers. What's the difference between counting the fingers and counting the heads? The Chassam Sofer is very bothered by this Gemara. Like, who cares if you're counting the fingers or the heads? You're still counting them. As I fact the Chassam Sofer. But Pasha Shad of the Gemara is saying, you cannot count Klal Yisrael. And the proof that we say we can't bring count Klal Yisrael is from Shaul HaMelech, who didn't count Klal Yisrael. What did he count? He counted the pieces of pottery, or he counted the sheep. And the Gemara says, that Rebbe Lodder says, anybody who counts Klal Yisrael is over a lav. It's over a lav. How do we know you're over a lav? So, because the pasuk says, Shenemar v'hoyam mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam. The counting of the Yisrael is like the sand of the sea. You can't count. You can't count Klal Yisrael. It's interesting that that we bring down this pasuk specifically. And then he brings another pasuk. At the end of the pasuk says that Rav Nachum Yitzchak says not only you over one lav, you over two lav, lo yimad, lo yisafar. It won't be able to be measured. It won't be able to be counted. So the Gemara brings down, you're not allowed to count the Kehanim. Why are you not allowed to count the Kehanim? Because of the pasuk. And we see by Shaul HaMelech. Okay, so what do we have so far? We have the pasuk in Kisisa, which says if you want to count Klal Yisrael, you need to have a coin. You need to have some type of coin. We have David HaMelech, who did not listen to this pasuk, and because of that, there was a tremendous plague in Klal Yisrael. We have the Ramban explaining what David HaMelech's mistake was. We find the Gemara saying a little bit differently than the Ramban. We started off with the Ramban in our parsha, which said David HaMelech thought it was only a one-year thing. Then we have the Ramban saying two other pshatim, which is that it was a not necessary counting. He's not allowed to do it. Or he counted from 13 years old. And finally, the Ramban says, no, maybe actually David HaMelech made a mistake, which the Gemara says, according to the Gemara, David HaMelech's mistake was that he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you may shall go against me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, that doesn't happen. I don't make anybody do anything. It was Shaul HaMelech's choice. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make you choose something that even children know, which is the Pasuk of Kisisa. Then we segued into the Gemara in Yuma, and in the Gemara in Yuma, it says that you weren't allowed to count the Kehanim by heads when it came to a raffle. You could only count them by fingers. Why? The Gemara says we find by Shaul HaMelech, he counted them with either a sheep or with pottery.
Wasn't good either.
We don't find that there was something wrong by Shaul.
No, there wasn't. It was.
By Shaul, it was fine. We find by Shaul HaMelech, you can't count Klal Yisrael normally. You need to count Klal Yisrael with something else. That's why, in order to be able to count the Kehanim, you need to count them by feet.
The Shinoi.
Some type of Shinoi. Some type of difference.
You count by feet, Shaul would
He did. That's what he used. Well, you're asking why didn't Shaul HaMelech just count the Jews' fingers?
Right.
Okay, it's a fair question.
Basically, you're allowed to count the Jews, but you have to be
through some way. Now, Frek the Marshal. The Marshal is the one who's going to break open the Sugya. He's going to ask an obvious question. And if you don't know it, well, we didn't get an obvious question. This is an obvious question. But I didn't know this obvious question until I saw the Marsha. But after I saw the Marsha, I said, how in the world could I not know this question? The Gemara proves that you can't count the Kehanim's heads, only their fingers, from where? From Shaul HaMelech. What about the pasuk in Kisisa that says that that pasuk that David HaMelech made a mistake in? So why is the Gemara bringing that you can't count the Kehanim's heads, you can't count them from Shaul HaMelech, why doesn't it bring the pasuk in Kisisa? The pasuk in Kisisa says you can't count Klal Yisrael. The Marsha and Yuma. David HaMelech got punished, a huge punishment. Well, all the people got punished. And you could ask, and it's asked, the Achrayim ask, why do all the people get punished because David HaMelech sinned? And what's given, the Achrayim answer, that really they all deserved to die, those people, all the thousands of people who died. It just gets blamed on David HaMelech. But in any event, David HaMelech gets punished because he didn't know this pasuk of Kisisa, or he learned it wrong, whichever way it was. Whether he completely didn't acknowledge it because of the fact that he blamed Shaul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on making Shaul like that. If that's what his punishment was, or he made a little mistake, one thing for sure, he didn't read the pasuk of Kisisa, Sresh B'nai Yisrael, properly, which says when you count, you need to make a koifer, you need to make a coin, you need to make something. So why is the Gemara bringing, when it comes to Kehanim, Fret the Masha, why is the Gemara bringing that pasuk of Shaul HaMelech? Bring the pasuk of Kisisa, Azoy Fret the Masha. We'll just read the question. Dr. Masha, right on the bottom of the Gemara, Yuma, page 2. Why don't we bring the prohibition from Moshe Rabbeinu counting? He did not count them explicitly. Good question, no? So the Marsha's answer is because you actually could have learned, like the Ramban's first shot, that maybe that pasuk is really going for just one generation. Why? Because that's coming after the sin of the Egel. Now, even though if you look in the Pesukim, Kisisa, Esroish B'nai Yisrael, where's the story of the Egel? Anybody knows? Parshas Kisisa. But it comes later. The Marsha is saying that this story of the Shkolim came afterwards. And it was a kapara for the eagle. So you could have thought that, you know, you want to know why these Ayin Hara? Because they just did an eagle. So it's a one-time thing. That's why you need a kapara. That's why you can't bring me a raya from Kisisa. You can't bring me a raya from Kisisa. But now that we see by Shaul HaMelech that he also counted them with something, so we see, even without a kapara necessary. Meaning, the Masha's understanding, it's a real atonement. Why is the pasuk saying atonement? Atonement for what? L'chapra al nafshei seichem. You're counting them, you're giving a shekel, because if you don't count them with that shekel, there's going to be an ayin hara. Why? Because of the ego. That's where the ayin hara is going to kick in, and that's why you need an atonement to be able to rectify the situation. Let's say there's no ego, so you're not going to get punished. So could you count them straight? Therefore comes Shaul HaMelech and counts them with a bezek, with sheep, with pottery, with sheep. That teaches us that even without a needing a kapara, you're not allowed to count them. That's the way the Marshal learns. That is the way the Marshal learns. However, the Chidah very, very much dislikes this pshat. He very, very much dislikes the pshat. He says this cannot be the pshat because, according to this, David HaMelech didn't really make any mistake because David HaMelech, if he counted Klal Yisrael, he thought, and this is really what the Ramban is saying, that David HaMelech in the first pshat didn't make a mistake. The Gemara says that David HaMelech made an egregious mistake, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, you're going to make a mistake in something that even little kids don't know. The little kids know. So the Chidah doesn't like the pshat, so he says a different pshat. What's the pshat that the Chidah brings down? We're going to hold for a moment. I want to bring you another Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim is weird at the end of page 2. Taf Samach Dalaram Beis. The Gemara Pesachim, Taf Samach Dalaram Beis, brings down that King Agrippa, anybody know who King Agrippa was? Agrippas HaMelech. Yes?
Second temple.
Second Beis HaMikdash. Temple sounds like I'm in a Reform synagogue. Dr. Kopsik said I have to ask you, Mechila. You might. I hope you must. He gave you such a look. So he wanted to know how many Jews were there. So he goes to the Kohen Gadol, he says, tell me how many Korban Pesachim, Pesach there were. So for every Korban Pesach, he took a kidney, and he found 60,000 pairs of kidneys. Kiflayim Kiyat B'Shrayim, which means 60,000, 600,000 times 2 is 1,200,000. double of leaving the Mitzrayim. And that's beside people who are tummy, darcha chayka, women that couldn't come in, whatever. I'm just saying women because many women weren't able to eat in the Karban Pesach because they were needless. So they couldn't eat. And then the Gemara says, wait, 1,200,000, every sheep had 10 people eating it. You don't just sit and eat all the lamb chops yourself. You have a chabura. So 1,200,000 times 10 is what? What? 12 million. What? 12 million.
What are you counting for?
12 million. So 12 million plus. By the way, kidneys. Then the Gemara asks, how in the world was he able to take all of the kidneys? Because how do you burn them? So the Gemara goes and explains how he was able to do that. But we see over here that he made a counting of Klal Yisrael, or a decent counting of Klal Yisrael, through some type of kidney, through the kidneys. And he was a lot of Yidden. If you think about it then, a lot of Yidden just don't understand that today in America, how many Jews are there? And all the world, 14 million? So it's around the same amount that everybody was in Yerushalayim. I mean, 10 million of them were in Yerushalayim. That's like literally taking the whole America right now, all the men of America going to Yerushalayim, to eat the Korban Pesach. That is wild. Whatever, I'm just saying, there was a lot of people. They called it the Pesach Me'uban, the Fat Pesach, because there's a lot of people there. And the Gemara ends up saying that he took the kidney and he gave it to somebody, like, and the person took like a bean, connected the kidney. Can you imagine? Bean, until they were able to get, at the count, 1,200,000 beans. Wow. What's halacha today? Because we see over here, number one, we see over here that which way should we possibly like? How should we go? We're going to see, depending how we go, it's going to make a big difference, halacha l'maisa today, making a census. How does the census work today? If anybody called you for the census ever? They call you to ask you how many people are in your family, you're telling them. What about writing a number if you're not saying, what about writing? They also send people around to the houses, correct? They send people around to go to the houses. Is that mutter? Is that not mutter?
It's only for Israel.
Let me give you another answer to the question of the Masha. The question of the Masha asks, why do we have to have the second Gemara in Yuma? Then we're going to go to the Minchas Asher. The Minchas Asher, Reb Asher Weiss, he goes through the sugya beautifully. He literally rips apart the sugya. We'll start the tshuva, and we're going to get to his var. The second way, the Marsha's answer was, to be able to reconcile the two Gemaras, is that David HaMelech, the pasuk of Kisisa was because over there it was specifically for a kapara. You wouldn't know, just for a kapara. Kapara de Maisa'e. Says the Nachal Esther. Different pshat. That the pshat is, there's a difference. Are you counting the whole Klal Yisrael or are you counting part of Klal Yisrael? By Kehanim, are you counting the whole Klal Yisrael or part of Klal Yisrael? Part. Oh, you're counting part of Klal Yisrael. That's a difference. Why is that a difference? You think it's... Why? You wonder why it's different, counting whole part, counting part? I don't know. But there's a difference. Akapana, we see by Kehanim, there's a difference. You're saying counting anything should be a problem. Maybe it's the whole, when you're counting everybody... It's showing, you would have thought if you're counting everybody. It's an Ayin Hara when you see the entirety of Klal Yisrael. You're saying even there is not considered counting everybody. So the Nachal Esam puts in parentheses this question, and he says he didn't count everything. He didn't count everybody. However, but it's considered he counted the Kahal of Klal Yisrael. He counted the Kahal. That's how he says it. If you take a look, if you wanted to see in the second second page, the second column of Nachal Eisan, like in smack dab in the middle, he says, El Rata Leimar, Shemayna Minya Klal Likakoyim Kol B'nei Chav Shel Klal Yisrael Oishla Rubun, Gam Yitachin Deshevet Echonami Kahal Kolim Yisrael. Today the point is, when you're counting an entire Kahal, an entire congregation, that's the Chol, that's the Chol that he made. This is the Nachal Eisan. No, the Nachal Eisan who's explaining. So we have the Masha's answer, and we have the Nachal Eisan. Comes along the Minchas Asher, and the Minchas Asher says a brilliant idea. A brilliant idea. I'm going to say it's a brilliant idea, and then we're going to go to the beginning of the Minchas Asher, how he's getting to. Klaet Minchas Asher Shail. What is the Isser of counting? Is the Isser of counting to get to a certain number, or is the Isser the counting? Kemeklaret. Is it the act of counting that's the problem, or is it the number? Let's say you didn't count and there's a number given. Is it getting a number, or is it the act of counting? This is what the Milchas Asher declares. And the Milchas Asher is going to say that there's going to be two different Yisurim. There's going to be the act of the getting the entire number, and even if you're not getting the entire number, the mere act of counting is going to be a problem. And with this, he's going to resolve the Gemara in Brachas and the Gemara in Yuma. And he's going to say, we're talking about two totally different Yisurim. One is about getting a complete number. That's an Isser. And then there's an Isser of just counting without trying to get to any number. And that's going to be the Gemara in Yuma, about the Kehanim. They're not trying to get to any specific number. And with this, we're going to be able to get a clarity. But in order to be able to get this Minchas Asher's Chakir that he's clarifying, and he's saying there's two dinim, and he's saying there's two different gemaras. One is getting the actual number, and one is doing the act of counting, two different things. We have to be able to really see the Minchas Asher inside, be able to get the beauty. Obviously, we're not going to go through every word, but we're going to start off, and we're going to spend the next 2 minutes on Aleph in the Minchas Asher, which is on page 4. Just a quick recap. We have Pasuk Kisisa, do not count Jews without a kaifer, without an atonement. We have David HaMelech who does so. We have the Ramban who's trying to understand why in the world would David HaMelech do such a thing like that. David HaMelech gets punished in Shmuel and in Divrei HaYamim, and the Ramban gave three pshatim of why David HaMelech did it. Why one over here in this parsha? That David HaMelech thought it was just one time thing, it wasn't for generation. Or David HaMelech thought it was David HaMelech thought it was okay to do it, but it wasn't because it wasn't for any tzairich. Or David HaMelech counted from 13 years old and it really was a general's fault. And then we brought down the Gemara and Brachot, which seems like David HaMelech just actually made a mistake and counted them without any type of kaif. Then we brought the Gemara in Yuma, which said that you can't count the Kehanim only with the fingers, not with the head. We asked what the difference between the head and the fingers. And then we asked the major question of the Marsha that the Gemara in Yuma brought down what? Just that Shaul HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael with the sheep or the pottery, and the Gemara also brings down the pasuk that Vahaya Mispar Bnei Yisrael Lo Yimar V'Lo Yisap or Kechal Yam. Why in the world did the Gemara not bring down the pasuk in Kisisa? We see over here it says the Marsha because maybe the pasuk in Kisisa is only for that generation. Then we brought the Nachal Eisan, which says maybe the pasuk in Kisisa is different over here because in Kisisa is counting the whole Klal Yisrael. And over here, it's only counting part of Klal Yisrael. And then we started saying the Minchas Asher were saying maybe it's totally two different sugyas. One is getting to a complete number. That's one Isser of Kisisa. And in Yuma, it's a totally different Isser, just the mere counting. And we're going to have to see big enough communities when it comes to that. But let's end up with taking it one step further. Do we find any place in Shulchan Aruch that says you can't count? No. I don't get this. How could you not have it? There's the Gemara. And the Gemara bring down Yuma. One love, two love, and why doesn't it bring down? Why doesn't it bring down? As I fracked the Minchas Asher. What's the shot? The Rambam brings it down when it comes to the Kehanim. And he does say in Hilchot Tumidim Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet that you can with the fingers because you can't count Klal Yisrael, Shasalim Nesed Yisrael, Al Yadei Davar Achar. He does bring it down. And the Magen Avraham does bring it down also. The Magen Avraham in Arachayim Siman Kuf Nun Vav brings down Asur Limnos Yisrael, even for a Geirul, even for a Dvar Mitzvah, and he brings the Gemara and Yuma, and we have it brought down on page 3. Again, my Magen Avraham says Asur Limnos Yisrael. Afilu Ein Mechuvah Limnos Rak LaHapul Geirul. You want to make a Geirul? Afilu Dvar Mitzvah, even for a Mitzvah. Only the fingers, you can't count. So the Magen Avraham brings it down. But the smag, the smack, they don't bring it down. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it outright. Why not? So he brings down 3 different pshat. Why? He brings down one from Shailos HaTshuvos Tnei Maven that says, it's not a real Isra, it's just a Midas Chasidus. It's just a Midas Chasidus. The Gemara says, Oyver Balab. He brings down from Shaul Shuvah's name, and he says, not only that, the Rambam, the only one of the Rishonim who bring it down, the Rambam says, Sha also the Nate of Israel. The Rambam, the aforementioned Rambam that we brought down in the Hilchos Midim and Safed Perek Daled, says it's Aser. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. Why doesn't Shulchan Aruch bring it down? Why don't Shulchan Aruch? You're going to say it's just a nice thing to do? The lashon of the Rambam is Aser. The lashon of the Gemara is Lav. No? One shot. What's another shot? What's another shot?
He's saying because the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it down, not Aser? Is that what you're saying?
Well, why wouldn't it bring it down for? What's the reason?
So, therefore, yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch, that's the model of Rambam. So
you're saying it's not Shver. Yeah, but the Mishabur brings the Chavos Chaim bring down in the beginning. Chavos Chaim bring down all the different Rishonim that do bring down the lava. He's asking that we don't find in the Sefer of HaMitzvahs that the Rishonim bring down. We don't find this Isser. He's bothered by that. You're saying it's not Shver. You don't find a Shver. Okay. Rav Moshe Brown seems to doesn't find a Shver that. Okay. He brings down from another Sefer called Divrei Emes that it's not really considered a regular lav. It's a lav of a mechal asei, meaning it's not a clear out thing. It's of lo yevam negam befkayd oisam. So you should do it. It's not like do this or don't do that. No, it may not be a Midas Chasidus, but it's not a clear do or clear don't. It's when you count, do it this way. A parva. His lashon is, "Dein isra ze ela kalava ba mechal asei." The mitzvah machzis hashekel loymanu aramba. The loymanu b'minyan tarya kimas esin v'lavan amufurashim b'kro. Okay. No, not that it's not a nice thing to do, but it's not a do this or don't do this. It's when you do this, do it this way. So, and we're going to get up to a census. Lamaisa, is it going to be yes? Is it going to be no? So, Mr. Shem, we're going to continue next week. No, I brought it down. He's the one in Nachal Esa.
The Chida is not.
Yeah. I'm just going to tell you that the Sheva Levi is very, 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 along with the Chassam Sefer, very not maskim for censuses to happen. He's going to allow it in Chelech Tes, meaning in Chelech Vav he doesn't allow it, in Chelech Alf he doesn't allow it. He's going to allow it in Chelech Tes because in Eretz Yisrael did a lot of Goyim, so you're not just counting Yidden, you're counting Goyim together, so therefore it's not a real counting of Yidden. That's what his heter is going to end up being. This is what the Shevet Levi is going to end up saying. So, but till we get there, there's going to be a few steps. Mr. Shem, we're going to continue next week. Shkoyach Rabbi to you all for coming. It's really, really much appreciated. This week, Mr. Shem, Shabbos, we have the Fendrick Bar Mitzvah. Next week, we have the Perlman Oifrov. So at Baruch Hashem, the Shulat Kanaki. And I will tell you that we've been very much speaking to, we've been in touch with builders and decorators, and Amrit Hashem, things are happening. So we'll I'm gonna have Lenny Mr. Shem speak to the Olam. But till then, Ruchanan even Tasha Aimer, Rata Kash Brochel Zaki said it's true. Please hear about Mr. Shemar, then they're not happy to match Tiptoy, Yagdal Terabi Yagdal.